here on, yeah, Throwback Thursday. Also, Suffering Succotash Thursday, Sylvester Holtz. No, it's not Lou. They are family. Did he coach in college? No. Did he coach in Pop Warner? Yes. Has he been to South Bend, Indiana? I have no idea, but he's from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. He joins us each week in this slot. Coach Sylvester Holtz, thank you for the time. Big Jimi Hendrix fan, are you? Just curious. I don't wouldn't think of you as one, but maybe.
Guys, I'm going to tell you, there's no one that could shred a guitar like Jimi Hendrix. He's a musical genius, a whiz kid, and it's certainly a sad day, but we're happy to keep on with that remembrance. And, you know, I may put a cassette tape of Jimi Hendrix in the car this afternoon just out of remembrance.
I would expect no less from you, Sly. Let's get right into it.
Chris.
Go ahead.
Before
your show.
I just got to say.
Go ahead.
I'm still so hurt by Steve Sarkisian and the sorry effort that his team put on last week. You know, I came on this show and I said Steve Sarkisian is my guy. And then he goes out and says, listen, even though there's more letters in USC than BC, they couldn't get as many points. And I've been disturbed by that all week. It's something that's just sat on me. It's been a big weight on my shoulders. And I'm just still so disappointed. So I'm happy another weekend is almost here. Maybe we can move past that disappointing effort a week ago by USC.
Well, I have too much respect for you to have brought that up, frankly, but I'm glad you addressed it and we got it out of the way. But, hey, Coach, it's just like the game itself. Next week brings an opportunity to redeem yourself. So that's what we're looking at here. Mississippi State and Louisiana State squaring off down in Baton Rouge. A lot of people, frankly, myself included, Coach, calling for the Dogs to finally take a step up and get it done on the road against a quality opponent. What say you?
You know, guys, just not since the days of Sylvester Croom in Starkville have they been so excited about a game and an opportunity to beat a quality team like LSU. And it comes along about 5-6 times a year since Mississippi State plays in the SEC West, but they've just not been able to capitalize on those opportunities. And, you know, Dak Prescott, I really believe he is one of the most sensational quarterbacks in the entire state of Mississippi. But, you know, he's from Louisiana. He's going back to his home state. It sounds to me like a script for something special. But old Les Miles knows a little bit something about that. There's that magic of the lights in Baton Rouge and suffering. Succotash, yet another for 10 years plus 5 more. Mississippi State will lose to LSU.
Oh, not buying the maroon in that one down in Baton Rouge. I don't want to get too far off subject here, but, you know, Les Miles, known for nibbling on the old turf there, chewing grass. I don't know if Lou does that. I don't know if you did that in your Pop Warner coaching days, but a bit odd, don't you think?
You know, listen, all my years as someone who mentors students and helps bring kids along, anytime someone mentions grass, we tell them to stay away. Nothing positive is going to come when you're near grass. So we try to steer them away from that as best we can. Sometimes this doesn't work out the way you like for it to work out, but we certainly try to steer them away from grass at all changes. Now, you know, Les Miles, I mean, this guy's different in a lot of different ways. So, you know, it works for him, but it's not the first time you might associate some of his decisions with grass.
Well put, as always, Coach. Another one you like on the national scale. Michigan and Utah. I forget from time to time the Utes are now part of the Pac-12, but Pac-12, Big Ten, whoo, big one for Brady Hoke and the Wolverines.
Hey, you know, this is a game that... you know, guys, if you watch that movie with Joe Pesci, and he's one of my favorite actors of all time, as you probably could have guessed, Joe Pesci is real big on my list. And Marissa Tomei, who's a lovely actress as well. But the movie about My Cousin Vinny, right? And what was the key, the big phrase the judge in that movie said? He said, the two Utes. You get what you said, the two Utes? Well, 11 on offense, 11 on defense. It's Michigan against the 20. Two Utes in this game, and Suffering Succotash I think the Wolverines are going to get a big lift in the Big Ten Conference.
I think they get it done as well, Coach. And don't, again, now we mentioned Michigan.
Of course you
left
do.
Off.
You're a smart guy.
Well, of course I do. Of course I agree with you. You didn't mention Doug Nussmeier this week. Thoughts on the former Alabama offensive coordinator with
you
with
guys watch Michigan? You guys see Michigan against Notre Dame? Now, granted, it wasn't fair. I mean, anybody that goes against Notre Dame ever goes. We got tough time. Notre Dame defense always is strong, but he's still trying to win some people over in the big house because it wasn't a very big performance so far in three games.
Oh, mercy. Hey, Auburn going to Kansas State. Bill Snyder and yourself may have crossed paths at some point. I don't know. But Gus Malzahn, the young offensive whiz against the aging yet wise defensive veteran, who do you like there in the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas tonight?
You know, Chris, Bill Snyder says he's 75 years old. He's being modest. He's 107. My father, Sal, coached against Bill Snyder back when he was first getting his start. In fact, they were both very successful Pop Warner coaches in their early days. And my dad, Sal, coached against Bill Snyder. I've always had a great deal of respect for him. His kids know how to play the game. They're going to play the right way. They're not going to make a lot of mistakes. And they're going to be very sound offensively, defensively, and special teams. But here's the thing. Have you guys ever seen the state of Kansas? You guys ever been through the state of Kansas?
No, saw the Wizard of Oz a number of times, though.
Well, let me tell you about Kansas. If you go to sleep as you drive through Kansas, and someone wakes you up and they say, hey, you're missing Kansas, look to your left once, look to your right once, and then say, there, I've seen Kansas. The Auburn players are there. There's nothing to distract them. There's nothing to look at. And they've got too much speed, too much strength playing in the SEC. So suffer and succotash. There'll be no upset in Manhattan, Kansas tonight. The Auburn Tigers will get the job done.
Finally. Big week in Tuscaloosa, Coach, as you well know. The Florida Gators, fresh off of a effort in which they survived three overtimes against the Kentucky Wildcats, come rolling into Bryant-Denny Stadium, a 2:30 kick, 11:30 airtime here on Tide 99.1. Bama and the Gators, your take.
Gosh, when someone told me that the SEC Network had Florida against Kentucky and it was three overtimes, I assumed they were replaying the SEC basketball tournament championship game from a season ago. Listen, I know Mark Stoops is a tremendous coach. The Stoops family is well-respected throughout the game. But if you need to go three overtimes to beat Kentucky in your own place down in the swamp, there's nothing that tells me you're going to be close with the team that Nick Saban has in Tuscaloosa. So, you know, everyone is talking about this game like it's going to be close and big bounce-back game for the Florida Gators. Let me tell you guys something. I don't see, if this game is even close for 5 minutes, it's because Alabama won the toss and deferred, and Florida ran the opening kickoff back. After that, I could see this one getting ugly really fast, and I'm talking Mississippi State cheerleader ugly.
Suffering succotash, indeed. Coach Sylvester Holtz from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, thank you so very much. Always appreciate your input on the show.
No question, guys. This is a real treat for me sitting every week. Don't forget big high school games this weekend as well. Good luck to Springville, St. Clair County, and Satsuma there in the state of Alabama.